Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So Mishnah Dalid discusses Shear, the minimum amount for the Malachos of HaMelabim, VaMenapetz, VaToveya, VaTove. The Shear is Kimlo Rochav Hasit Kofel. The Shear of the for the Malacha of Melabim, which is washing something, Menapetz, which is untangling something, Toveya, when you dye something, you color something, and Tove, spinning, when you spin threads, so it's the shear is double the size of a sit. What is a sit? So a sit is if you take your index finger and your thumb, and your middle finger, and hold them, spread them apart from each other as much as they go, that is a sit. A double sit is twice that distance, which happens to be the distance between your thumb and your index finger when you spread them as far apart from each other as they go. You can try it in your hand, see if it lines up, because some people just, their thumb stretches out a little bit further, but I guess in a typical person, that would line up. So only if you have a thread that's as long as a double sit is such a thread useful to sew with. So when you're doing any of these malachos, that's the shear. V'ha'orek shnei chutin shi'uro kumlo asit. And the shear for the malacha of weaving, when you're weaving two threads, it's the full width of a sit. Meaning you're not chayiv for weaving two threads unless you pass the weft thread twice through at least one sit worth of the warp thread. Meaning that's how much of the warp thread needs to be used in the weaving process in order to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah Hay moves on to another malacha, and the Shir Malacha Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatsad Tzipor Lemigdol Utzvi Labayis Chayiv. If you trap the malacha of Tzeda, if you trap a bird into a closet, or you trap a deer by locking it in your house, chasing it into your house and closing the door, so then you're chayiv for the malacha of tzeda, because a bird won't be able to get out of the closet, a deer won't be able to get out of the house, so it's considered trapped. Now, if a bird were in the house, not in a small closet, it would not be considered trapped, because a bird could always just find a window and fly out. But an animal, when you put it in a house, is not going to be able to get out. So, however, if it's an open area without a roof, so we assume it might be able to jump over the fence, and therefore it's also not considered trapped. It has to be inside a house, and that's why we don't give an example of in a chatzer or a pen or something like that. The chamomrim tzipor lemigdol cham say, in the case of a bird, yeah, you're only going to be chayiv if you lock it in a closet, but utzvi legina lechatzer lebebarin. If you're trapping an animal, even if you trap it in a chatzer, a gina, or bebar, meaning a pen of some sort, a courtyard, a garden, even in the, you know, where there's no roof over these things, still it's considered to be trapped in those places. Because it's true, it might jump over the fence, but it's unlikely. So the Chum say that it's considered trapped because it's unlikely that it's going to be able to get out and jump over the fence. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kala bebarin shavin. You know, you do have to like take a look at the pen itself and see if it's really considered trapped. Meaning, although I agree, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you could violate the Melacha of Tzeda by having something trapped in a pen, you have to really look at the nature of that pen. Zeh HaKlal, the rule is Mechusar Tzeda Pater, that if you've trapped it in a large enough enclosure that to even chop it and catch it when you're in the enclosure with it will take different tachbulos, different attempts and efforts to be able to trap it, then you are putter for having done that initial trapping, because it's not really trapped. Meaning, when you brought it into that pen, you still need to trap it in order to catch it. So it's not yet considered trapped. But she'enu mechusar tzeda chayiv. But if there's no tachbula of trapping that needs to be done, you just go and grab it because it's already locked in that pen, then you're going to be chayiv for having put it in that initial enclosure, because it is considered to be already trapped in that initial enclosure. So that's a major klal when it comes to the malacha of tzad. And that's what the Rishonim explain. I keep using that term tachbula, that if it requires some sort of effort, some sort of work in order to fully trap it, then it's not yet considered trapped prior to putting in that effort. And that effort is the definition of the malacha of tzad. That's a major discussion when it comes to identifying the chilazim b'zman hazeh. So one of the tainas that it can't possibly be a snail, even though the word chilazim means snail. One of the tainas is that hatsod chilazon. We talk about trapping a chilazon. Well, it's a snail. Just pick it up. It doesn't require any trapping. Elamai. The answer is that it requires tachbulos to get it from the ocean. It's not easy to go find them in the ocean. You got to go scuba diving and go down to the ocean floor and find them under the sand because they're svune tmunechol. They dig themselves into the sand. So anyway, let's chazer what we did today. We did Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet told us that the shear of malachos that relate to garments and threads, like malabin, menapit, saveh, and tova, is a double sit. A double sit means the space between your thumb and your index finger. The shear of oreg is to weave a single sit to the space between your index finger and your middle finger when you hold them apart from each other. In Mishnah Hay, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you trap a bird into a closet or a deer into a house, you're chayiv, but trapping a deer into an unroofed enclosure would not be chayiv, whereas the Chum say, no, you're even chayiv if you trap it into an unroofed enclosure. But Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel explains, yeah, that's provided that the unroofed enclosure is small enough that it won't require a further tzeda in order to pick the animal up. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and we will, Be'ez Hashem, finish Perek Yud Gimel.